Log Talk Radio.
You steal and once you show them a different way to function and still get the same result, then, you know, you're actually giving back, or what I like to say now, paying it forward. You know, you're breaking a cycle, you're educating people, and all of that at the same time. So, you know, you put it in a reconstructive attitude and mindset, it's going to take me a minute or so to get back to my position in the hood, because I ain't been there in 20 years or so. You know, when you kind of break the chain because you just can't see things going on as they were, then, you know, you do something about it. And I had a chain that was so long, so thick, I didn't want to break it. I just want to get out the way for a minute. So Bunton, $5 is always going to be my home. So with that being said, that's another reason I like it so much. There are so many reasons I could tell y'all that about Bunton. That was just one, you know. I wanted to break the chain, break the cycle, you know, stop repeating what had been repeated so many times before, but all of them ended with bad results. So, but one major reason is, like, it's the people, man. It's the people. I've taken people down to South Dallas in the past and didn't tell them what it was, didn't tell them the name, Bunton and all of that there. These are people that I had identified to myself that was my friend, and I wanted to introduce them to my family and my friends. And so I would take them somewhere. I'd never forget when I took Ben down this first time. I already had one friend that stuttered quite profusely. I can't say that word. But quite a bit. I mean, you know, every time he got excited, dude 6'6", 250 pounds, stutter when he get ready, you know. But he was a great dude about it and everything. We funded him like we did everything, yeah. And it just so happened that Ben stuttered too. Ben is from the East Coast, y'all. South Carolina, New York, all of that. And so, and he sounds somewhat the Bronx, Jamaican accented wise. So anyhow, I take Ben to Bunton. And I introduced him around to a lot of my partners. Then I introduced him to the guy that did the stuttering, because that's where I would be all of the time, most of the time. You know, we had connections, you know. Bunton was like always having a family reunion. And let's not forget, we got a Bunton reunion coming up in 17, and it's going to be all Bunton-ish, you know. Friends, family, cousins, everybody. Even if you got some on Mars, Saturn, invite them somewhere. But anyhow, after I introduced them, man, they like became best friends because they could talk with each other. And if you stuttered too long, shit, that, you know, that just helped me. Because that was y'all talking to each other. And you knew I stuttered. And so, you know, they... So every time I would call Ben or check on Ben up in New York or something, man, how is so-and-so son? And I said, oh, man, shit, he asked about you, too. I said, well, you know. And I, so we still keep in touch like that right today, and that was over 30 years ago. Like that, 30, 31, something like that. But anyhow, so I did a lot of people like that and introduced them. And then after the fact, a little taste, they had realized they'd been in Bunton, they'd been in South Dallas, and hell, they liked it. So I said, well, you know, I said, the propaganda, man, has always been, and this is for everybody to know, and for those of you that don't know, you can sleep somewhere in a in a vault somewhere, and you just didn't know what was happening. But you know, we had a lot of people ignored, and because they knew that sooner or later they was gonna be coming when they could move back to South Dallas and all of that. It's been rumored for over 100 years. Yeah, they didn't give up South Dallas; they just loaned it to us. So you know, they said they're gonna come back and take South Dallas, or it was too close to the heart of downtown Dallas. All of that in a bag of chips. So as people start growing old, some start telling the story more and more, because they'd see new businesses moving in that wasn't used to being in South Dallas and all that. Yeah, I heard about a golden chicken down there on Robert B. Cullum. But, you know, they done had Burger Kings and everything else down there. But if you don't know how to hire the folks that's going to run your joint, you don't need to move to South Dallas. Because, you know, things do happen. But anyhow, to keep the story going, so what I would do is, after I'd introduce them and we'd talk about different stuff, and I'd inform them that, yeah, well, you've been in about by the time, you know, remember when I introduced you to so-and-so? Remember when I did, you know, and all of that. So it was just an ongoing thing, because I like seeing later when they would hear people start to talk, say something bad about Bonton or anywhere really in Dallas then, because they had been going all over, you know, because Dr. Parnell is not a lonesome person. I have friends in every aspect of respect of city of Dallas. I've got, you know, janitors, the doctors, the lawyers. And I really appreciate getting to know some of those people just because of, you know, the transitions that I made in life. You know, I grew up in Bonchon, single household. I knew my father, you know, after I got a little older, 9, 10 years old. Found out that I loved him just as much as if he was in my house every day, because I got to see him quite often. And, you know, so we didn't have no bad relationship. We just didn't have no long-term relationship. So I was either moving or doing something, and he was doing something, and it was just like that, you know. So, but anyhow, so I traveled all over Dallas. People say, you can't go to West Dallas, you get beat up. I almost got beat up a couple of times. But, you know, God is good. He ended up going out there, and I walked around with the fellas, played with them, and did other things with them. Went to a lot of their parties and everything. Didn't have no problem. Yeah, I had to pull out one of my old cards. It was a guy out there toughing it out, a lot of them, you know, and they didn't want to get him upset. Just so happened, he called me Uncle Bill. You know, stuff like that. Yeah. So I shook up Dallas when I told people I'd go anywhere I wanted to, and probably spent the night over the toughest person in the neighborhood house. How you do that? I said, he's my friend. I'm his Uncle Bill, and stuff like that. So that was all over the city, all over anywhere I went. I had a young lady tell me the other day, because I said something to the effect that I went somewhere and people just didn't like me. She said, now, who in the world couldn't like Uncle Bill? And it didn't shock me, but it kind of moved me, you know. Because I used to get that kind of talking all the time, you know. Is he either going to talk you to death, or y'all going to goddamn me fight it out? Because he will fight back. And stuff like that. I'm too old to fight now, so I ain't even getting into that. But I'm going back. I'm going back to Bonton. But back on that, y'all. Let's see what we can do about, you know, we with the Bonton reunion coming up in 2017. I want everybody to know that it's never really been like people said it was. It was just a respect thing, and after folk learned that if you go into a place, what they used to say about Kansas City and Dodge City and all them things, and, well, you know, it was all white mostly. Because folks didn't mess with black folks, they didn't want to be messed with back in the old days. That's just a fact. That's a true fact. They just didn't mess with them. Why? Because they wasn't going to accept all of that unnecessary stuff. Somebody could get hurt. Yeah. So, but that includes, you know, just staying out of other folks' business. And when you go somewhere to visit, you realize you're going to that's a person's neighborhood. That's just like going to a person's house. Ain't but one king in that castle. But there's a lot of peasants going to stand up for that king, too. Oh, it's going to be a hell of a lot of them that die. But why are you pushing buttons? Won't you just do the right thing? Go down, handle your business, be who you are, say who you are, do what you do, and don't get nobody else's business. But you go down there and you try to tell folk how to live and all of that there, and you visit them. You know, you don't do that. That's the reason folk got in trouble. So it's the people, and I tell y'all, there's so many good people. Well, they can play stuff on you too, man. Hey, man, you got a cigarette? And then they tell you a story about their family or their dog or something else. Before you know it, y'all talking like y'all been knowing each other for 30 years. Well, see, that's a montage move. That's to find out who you are, what you're about, and everything else. And for long, they're going to find out if you got a dog. And then they're going to sell you something. Stuff like that. They don't do no fighting. Montage folks are loving all the way. I think it's so many people who saw that was, it would amaze you to know how many people now be saying, "Say, man, when you going back down, man? I might want to go with you. I might want to ride with you." You know, stuff like, especially if you drink beer and stuff, because people drink beer. Like they are in Switzerland, you know, where Bill Kelly and all that. Stuff. It's just a fun place to be at all times, win, lose, or draw. But just as I thought, my friends made more friends and acquaintances than I had down there almost. Just by being friendly and outgoing, and like I had already preschooled them, don't get in nobody's business. Don't get into nobody's conversation if they're asking for a right and a wrong. That ain't your job, man. You ain't no damn referee. Okay, got that done and said. Back on the Bonton reunion again. I just can't help thinking about it. So many people keep asking me about it. And Jerry Beasley, if you're out there anywhere, I'm coming. I'm coming to your house. You're going to be the first one to put the flyers out. Bonton reunion. I got to find out what date y'all want to have it. Got to be real close to the 19th, but anywhere between the 19th and the 4th of July is my family reunion. We're going to have it all down there together. Parnell family reunion and Bonton family reunion, and we're going to have T-shirts, plenty of T-shirts. Because everybody is a Bonton person, and everybody is a Parnell person. Win, lose, or draw. So with that being said, it's going to be on Bill Blair Park. All right, y'all got that. That's the Bonton reunion. Now, you all do know that on November 12th, we are having the task force on homeless youth, y'all. And all the things that y'all can say y'all ain't going to do, can't do, and all of that there, I really don't want to hear it. Because you getting pre-qualified information that it's going to be fun. Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to try my best. At least getting there an hour or two. But, you know, it's on one of my bad days, y'all, and I don't have bad days. So I'm going to try to reverse that. It'll end up being one of my great days. But, man, Dart is making some moves now, y'all, with the help. I talked to Chris. Farm and Dart and man, they gave away to the Dart police officers the protective vests and stuff like that. They at least they had, but they gave them stuff so they have safe home. Understand where I'm coming from? It's a shame when you if people know that you are a law enforcement officer and they still try to target you. That's stupid. Or there's somebody with a bigger vengeance than just you being a law enforcement officer. You know, people scared of the unknown. And once they don't know what you're doing, don't know what you're talking about, hell, join the force and buy not. So I'm just trying to keep it real, y'all, because that's what we do here on Ask Uncle Billy. That little bit then said, y'all, we have to start making some moves on this homeless problem because y'all realize this fish can start getting cold. I'm going to be getting some information out talking about covering up, winter coats, shoes. I'm going to try to talk to a couple of agencies that I already know on the path of this. And, y'all, we need to start showing our affection for these youngsters that's homeless by getting some gifts and stuff together. So a few agencies that I've had contact with in the past, tomorrow night's show, I'm going to call my son and ask him what is he doing on Out of Sight Radio for the homeless. I mentioned it to him last week, but I'm going to ask him what, in effect, so he'd be behind me, you know, won't be in front of me. He won't even be beside me, because I got a great start, thanks to Miss Sarah Carroll, City of Dallas. But, and what is he doing, and then we might make it a contest out of he can call some people that I can't call. And I got a lot more friends than he do. So, you know, we'll make it a competitive arena for this purpose only, to try and get more things done for the homeless. The homeless youth, y'all. Y'all ought to know it. If you're playing to get, like you got your blinders on that much, think about this. There are children inside Dallas County proper, y'all, that's still going to school, that's got to go to service stations and libraries and other places to wash up, to attend, be able to attend school, you know, being orally and bodily cleansed. You know what I'm saying? Got to go in there and take 15, 20 minutes to wash up in order so you can go to school and smell it all right. You know, that don't really make no sense, y'all. We can stop some of that and we can help some of that, and we just need to get on it. You know, let's keep it real. If you can't get bite eyes to something like that, you are absolutely, Donald Trump won't. You know, there's a lot of fools out there just like it. So, and about the voting today, Lord, how much I feel good, because when you go vote and you stand around in there to see what's really happening and what's really going on, you see all kinds of people coming in to vote just because they are in that area during the day and stuff, and they know it's a nice arena to go in and take a check out for. There were more people checking around and looking at each other. You know, trying to see, well, what's so bad over here that you ain't supposed to come? What's so good over here? Well, they're hiding it out and stuff. Well, we try to hide areas there so that they won't come in and try to make it look worse than what it is. Yeah, it's a lot of homeless folk over there, but as you well may know, we fix and start taking care of ourselves. Because what a lot of folk don't understand, Hillary is the best for the job simply because she's the only one up there and capable of making this fly right outside of President Obama or Michelle. Now, y'all heard that from somebody that analytically, Hot dog, I got deep in. I might not say profusely very well, but I can say analytically quite often. I might have to use that word a lot. But you have to analyze all of the goods and bads and everybody, even your supposedly best friend. But let alone in people that really is not going to be working for you. Y'all don't hear, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Whatever little piece of ears you got left on that one, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to see if Ray will bag me up on this.
Just an old sweet song in Georgia on my mind.
I'm gonna make it up. I'm gonna make it up.
remember, y'all, there are a lot of things that we are going to have to change. And if you remember, you can't change nothing but yourself. You can't change nobody else. That person or that group of people will have to bring on their own changes. You might can identify their problems or identify things that might need to be changed, but only they or them or I can change what I want changed about me. Okay. That's really why I throw that in, because, you know, people have a real glorious day when they see and identify other people's problems that they'd like to change and all of that. Can't be done. You remember, interventions come from the outside, but they don't really work unless that person on the inside wanted to work. So what I do, a lady was telling about hypnotism on yesterday. Telling me she went to hypnotist for a lot of different stuff. She keeps saying, but it don't do nothing. Well, why the hell you keep paying them? And, no, I ain't going to get into that now. I ain't going to get into that. So, you know, they say the first signs of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over, ending with the same result. Y'all don't hear me now, but you need to. You need to think about some of the things that you are trying to accomplish, because they have a great, great group that's called the Jackson Southerners, I believe, that sang some great songs about can't do it by myself, and all kinds of good songs that got good faith notes to them, and I understand. I know I used to be crazy. I know I used to try to do stuff by myself. But as I keep telling y'all, change is not hard to come by as long as you realize it's good for you. Now, if it's not good for you, don't do it. That's all I've been getting at all the time. But, you know, that means you might not need be the one need to make the change. But you know your good qualities and your bad qualities. See, when I got up this morning, I knew I was going to have a problem with today's show. Simply because it's talking about the individual. If you can talk about a group, all of them in the group going to be saying, well, that ain't about me, that's about him, that's about them, that's about they, and all of that. But when I got up this morning, I knew it was going to be a great day. I got a chance to go vote. Got a chance to go over to the Social Security office, find out that the folks here don't give nothing about me. They tell me, I still owe them. I'm going to holler in a minute, y'all. But right now, I'm going to finish the first part of this conversation off with when I woke up this morning, y'all.
Thank you.
y'all getting out of it and what I'm getting out of it is two different things. But it's just so nice to be able to listen to something that's been giving you pleasure for quite a while to find that it can also give somebody else the same. So with that being said, I'm going to play this one just because I can. Thank you. can't do that. I just can't, y'all. I wanna. That did it, y'all. That did it. I'm going to have to say good night because the time is right. And guess what? Y'all have a great evening because I definitely enjoyed this one. And it was at a time when I needed it. Because I got to walk around, y'all. So y'all be good. Have a great evening. And again, thank you. Whoop the queen for that 15 because Domino Games is coming sooner or later. Domino Games. I holla. Good night.